You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
T'morena, you're on 95BFM. My name is Rachel, and we have got Dana from Porridge Radio chatting to us all the way from the UK. How are you, Dana?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat to you. We're very excited about the release of your new album, which is coming out very soon. Hey, what can you tell us about this project? It's called Every Bad. It's your second album, but what's kind of been going on behind the scenes? How have you been working on this?
Oh, loads been going on behind the scenes. I mean, we've been working on it for a few years. We had a debut album that we recorded in a shed, and then we were like, let's go record the real deal, which was really fun. And yeah, just really excited about the fact that it's coming out in less than a month now.
Pretty soon. Hey, so this is kind of interesting because Porridge Radio started off as a sort of solo bedroom project for you, and now of course you got your full-fledged band and, as you were saying, proper studio album, all of that. What's the transition been like from working on your own to working with a group?
It's been really fun. It felt really, really right. I mean, like, we've been a band for about 5 years, maybe 4 years, but it doesn't feel... It's like, I'm like trying to remember how it was, but it's been great. It's always been really natural and worked really well, and I love my bandmates.
That's a very good thing, to have good band people around you that you can lean on. When you're writing, Dana, what do you write about? Where does your sort of inspiration come from?
I mean, it just comes from my life, really, or like whatever I'm doing and feeling and experiencing at any given moment, and then the song comes out. I don't really overthink it.
It's a good way to write. Did you have much of a musical upbringing, or did you kind of pick up an instrument when you're in your teens? How did it work for you?
I always tried to play instruments when I was a kid, but I never really stuck with it. And I played bass when I was a teenager, but really badly and not very much. And then when I was about 18, I just decided I wanted to start playing guitar, and somehow I did that. And my brother taught me some chords.
Shout out.
Figured it out. And then just started writing songs, and that was kind of, it always felt really natural to do it that way.
You guys have quite...
Never really overthought it.
Yeah, you guys have quite like an awesome sort of... It's kind of a timeless sound in that it kind of feels like...
You.
It sits in many different eras, but it is super specific, lyrically maybe, to a really contemporary moment. What are some of the other groups or people in the scene that you kind of lean on or look to when you are writing or making music?
Oh, that's a really good question. I feel like I need to think about that for like 2 hours before I answer it. I mean... There's a lot of bands who, like, we've played into. Like, I used to play in a band called Garden Center, and Max, who leads that band, he writes really amazing songs and really cool guitar parts. And when I started playing in that band, I had to, like, figure out how to actually play guitar, because I really couldn't do it that well up till then. And, like, he just is such a great musician. I feel like playing in his band was really helpful, and, like, playing in... other bands over the years and just going to see local shows, that like it's definitely made me want to be better, just like seeing my friends be really good. I'm always like, cool, I should be really good then. And I think over the years I've kind of figured out how to sound in the way that I like and how to kind of be into the way I play, and I really
you're based in Brighton, is that right?
Well, we all met in Brighton, and the band formed in Brighton, and we all lived there for years. But I actually live in London now, and so does Georgie, who plays keyboard. But Sam and Maddie, drums and bass, still live in Brighton. So I'm there a lot, like yesterday. Spent about 6 hours travelling there and back for practice.
Nice. Do you think that kind of coastal town thing has influenced much of your music or your sound at all?
Yeah, I reckon it has. I mean, when you're in Brighton, you're really close to the sea, and I ended up writing loads of songs about the sea, which all ended up on this record. And yeah, I think it's definitely like, because it's a small city, you can walk around quite easily, and you bump into people. If you leave the house, you're going to bump into at least like one or two people every 5 minutes. So yeah, I guess it does influence just like the way that, I think the way that you live and are around people really makes a difference to like the kind of art that you make, for sure.
I've got to ask you, where did the name Porridge Radio come from? Because it's just fantastic, but it's also just seems to be sort of completely pulled out of nowhere. Where did you sort of come up with this name from?
It was a joke that I had with a friend when I was a teenager. It just kind of stuck.
As the best names tend to.
It was too late to change it by the time that we realised that maybe we should, so here we are.
Well, it's a pretty good reason to keep a name around. Can you tell us a little bit about Every Bad as well? That's quite an evocative title for your album. What's that about?
For me, that was kind of like, there were loads of working titles for the album, and when it came to kind of choosing one, I think there was just like this moment where I just thought of those words and I was like, oh yeah, that just makes sense, where like nothing has really made sense in the same way before. And so yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of like an unfinished sentence. It's the idea of like words that have potential to go either way, that are part of something bigger and can turn into something like, you know, like many different things at the same time. It can be really positive or it can be really negative. And I really like that. And I write like the feeling and the sound of the words. And so it just felt really right. As soon as I thought of it, I kind of just knew that that was what it had to be called.
Totally. Well, can you tell us a little bit about Sweet, which is your most recent single and which we're just about to play as well? You've got a fantastic video for this too. What's the idea behind this track?
Thank you.
And how did it come about?
I don't really remember, it was a while ago, but I looked at some notes recently and saw that when I wrote it, I was listening to Law, like, I had a note that was like, I want this to sound like Loveless by Lorde,
cool. So,
which it doesn't, but I think I was just like listening to that Lorde, the latest Lorde album, and it's old now, isn't it? I love her very much, but yeah, I was just listening to that for about 6 months, solidly on repeat, and I think that song kind of came about in that time. I think I was just like wanting to write something that was like simple but fun and moody and intense and like loads of different things at the same time. And yeah, it just kind of happened.
That's a very good way for a song to come about. We love a bit of Lorde here too. Obviously, national treasure for New Zealand. So
yeah, of course.
We're always very proud of her. We're going to play the track now, though.
So
Dana,
nice.
It's been so nice to chat to you this morning. Really looking forward
Thank
to hearing
you.
The rest of Every Bad, which is out via Secretly Canadian on the 13th of next month. That's not far away now
really
at all.
Soon.
Very
I'm
soon.
Excited.
Hey, have a lovely evening, I'm assuming it is for you over there now.
It is. Evening now, have a lovely day. I think it's morning.
It you, is. Right? Hey, thanks very much.
Cool.
We're going to listen
cool.
to
Thank
Sweet
you.
Right now by Porridge Radio.
My mom says that I look like a nervous wreck because I bite my nails right down to the flesh. And sometimes I am just a child writing letters to myself, wishing out loud you were dead and then taking it back. And I used to be ashamed until I learned I love the game, and I slowly move away from everything I knew about. Gave me this pen, she said it lights up when you press it, and are you still so depressed? And I like it that you need me. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when you meet me. You might even fall in love. I'm charming, I'm sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am sweet. My mom says that I look like a nervous wreck because I bite my nails right down to the floor. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me this pen, she said it lights up when you press it, and are you still so depressed? And I like it like you knew. And I used to be ashamed until I learned I love the game. And I slowly move away from everything I knew about me. I'm charming, I'm sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am
sweet,
sweet. Charming, I am sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am
sweet.
I am charming, I am sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am sweet.
Porridge Radio with Sweet. Thank you again to Dana for chatting to us all the way from London in what must be probably around 10:30 p.m. I think. I can never quite do the conversion right. I'm not sure if they're before or after us. But anyway, it was lovely to chat to her. And their album Every Bad is out on the 13th of March via Secretly Canadian. That's going to be a really cool one to keep an ear out for.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.